joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, we're getting closer and closer every week we talk with you to Election Day. And another poll shows another basically dead heat.
It's true. I mean, I looked at the polls this morning, and if you look at all the averages, all the national averages, nationally, Harris is ahead by about 2.5 points. But of the seven swing states, every one is within 1 percentage point, except for Arizona, where Trump's ahead by 2. So it's a dead heat. And one of the issues that has got to be troubling to Democrats is the role of Hispanics, because Democrats have traditionally enjoyed huge margins among Hispanics. Obama won them by 44 points, Hillary by 38, Biden by 33. Today, Harris is running about 18, 19 points ahead among Hispanics. And the real problem are Hispanic men. And one of the reasons for that is that Hispanic men, particularly those younger men born in this country, are increasingly agreeing with Donald Trump on the issue of immigration. And it sounds counterintuitive, but it's a very important element in this very close election. About one third of Hispanics say they agree with Trump that undocumented immigrants should be deported. And that's one of the reasons why Trump has seized on this issue and is talking about it so incessantly in so many different places. Now, we have to say, in all candor, that a lot of what Trump says is not true. Immigrants do not commit crimes in greater numbers than native-born Americans. Immigrants do not take jobs away from native-born workers. In fact, the conservative Republican governor of Ohio pointed out that in Springfield, Ohio, where Trump has been demonizing Haitian immigrants, that these immigrants have contributed to economic renewal of the city and their source of economic activity and vitality. But Donald Trump has always used immigrants to demonize immigrants from the first days that he entered political life. Let's remember, his first big issue was to accuse Barack Obama, as he always called him, Barack Hussein Obama, of not really being American, of having been born in Kenya, which was not true. And throughout his career, Donald Trump has demonized immigrants. And throughout American history, figures like Donald Trump have arisen to demonize immigrants. And he's very much in an American tradition.
On that issue, you mentioned Hispanic men. And I want to kind of focus in on one part of that, and that's men. Because whether you're Hispanic or anything else, it seems that the gender divide is really, Steve, the biggest divide when looking at every single poll that's come out in the last few months.
That's exactly right. And, you know, we talk a lot, the focus on the gender gap, rightly so, has been often on women and how Democrats have polled especially well among women, and that this, one of the biggest differences between Hillary losing and Biden winning was Biden actually polled 3% better among women than Hillary did. But there's always two sides to the gender gap. And increasingly, people are focusing on the fact that while Democrats are doing very well among women, in part because the abortion issue has become so prominent, there is a reverse factor here, and that is Trump is doing better among men than he has in the past, and particularly not just among Hispanic men, but among Black men as well. That's why last week Barack Obama went out of his way in a campaign stop to speak directly to Black men. And he even pretty clearly accused them of being sexist and that they were uncomfortable with the idea of a Black woman as president. And he said people are making all sorts of excuses, but he was pretty clear in saying that Black men, that part of the reason why Trump was doing better among Black men than Democrats have in the past was because these Black men were uneasy with the idea of a Black woman running the country. So you're absolutely right that one of the reasons why this election is so close is because Trump is performing better among men in general, but particularly among Hispanic and Black men. If you look at the latest New York Times poll, among Hispanics, to take an example to reinforce your good point. Harris is winning by 31 points among Hispanic women, but by only 3 points among Hispanic men.
Obama, in trying to reverse the trend, isn't he doing exactly what maybe causes it in the first place? You know, to not paraphrase, but sum up his points in not as eloquent as a way as he talks, for sure. He's kind of saying, hey, vote Democrat. What are you, sexist? And, you know, I think a lot of people are hearing that and saying, well, like, yeah, that's that kind of thought and thinking is maybe exactly the reason I would vote the other way. I'm you know, kind of tired here of being called sexist or something like that everywhere I turn when I think a little bit differently than what the mainstream is becoming more and more.
Absolutely. Look, there's real fear. There's a number of Democrats who said that, you know, the kind of argument Barack Obama's making could backfire. And it could alienate even more black men who feel insulted by his implication. Now, look, every voter is a combination of a great many factors. And the single biggest reason, without doubt, that black and Hispanic men have responded to Trump is the reason why so many others have, which is they believe that he's better on the economy. And they're, you know, black men and Hispanic men also feel they're paying too much for gas and groceries. So there are many factors here. But the Democrats have badly, in my view, particularly with Hispanics, misread the nature of that community. They have kind of for generations sort of lumped in Hispanics as people of color. And that makes a kind of an implicit assumption that people's racial and ethnic identity is the single most important factor in their lives. But the fact is that Hispanics over the generations now really have become like any other immigrant group. The fact is they look more like Italians than anybody else. If you look at the history of their and we know that each group, as it integrates more into American society and rises to higher education levels, start to behave like everybody else. And this is one of the main reasons why there's been a very steady, significant erosion of Democratic support among Hispanics, because they're no longer default Democrats. They're much more like other immigrant groups than anybody else.
Hey, Steve, as always, thank you. Steve Roberts. Sure.